Give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming, videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overcharges again. Dash to a Sprint store, Sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay, additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay. Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fees. With taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use. Rules apply. And data deprioritization during congestion. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Today's presentation is on mindset of a successful real estate investor. And this is actually, as far as I'm concerned, the first building block to be successful in real estate or for anything else for that matter. So it's just that a lot of investors jump into the action of doing things, of getting into real estate, while they don't realize that sometimes you have to take a step back and reprogram yourself to be successful before you move forward and get into the business. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because this is, I think, fundamental. And not many real estate gurus out there promote this way of thinking, promote that you do have to think about your successful mindset before you get into all the action. Because honestly, you can do less and achieve more if you have the right mindset. So what I'm going to cover during this short presentation is the four keys to becoming successful in real estate. Okay, everybody asks me that. What is it going to take? Well, I'm going to cover that with you. Also, the five pitfalls to avoid as an investor, and what I consider my recipe for success. And again, this obviously applies to real estate or any other type of business or endeavor that you put your mind to. And, you know, just remember, nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal, and nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude, okay? And this is not something I said. This is what Thomas Jefferson said. So, you know, just keep that in mind, that your mindset is going to dictate what you're going to achieve and how you're going to react to things. Okay, so let's go over the what I consider the four keys to success. First of all, thinking rationally versus emotionally. Real estate, more than anything, is a numbers game. And the good thing about real estate, as I always say, it is a calculated risk type investment. That means that if you know how to apply certain rules, pull back and look at the numbers, look at the facts, look at the tools that you get by learning how to invest in real estate, you can make a very conscious decision. So that's what means thinking rationally versus emotionally. Unfortunately, also real estate sometimes can be an emotional decision, because people would buy a building or a property based on the location, because it reminds them something from childhood or so on. But the fact is, you have to treat it as an investment. And as I said, it's a commodity. It's something that you exchange. It's something that you buy and sell and make money. So as long as you keep this in mind and you think rationally versus emotionally, that's the first fundamental key. The second one is not living in fear of losing money. A lot of people live in fear of losing money. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to do this because, you know, what if I lose money? What if I do something wrong and so forth? And again, it's that, first of all, because it is a calculated risk type investment, that should not be a fear. And the other thing is, because you have the fear of losing money, most of the time is that the reason why you lose money, okay? Because you have this preconception in your mind that it says, oh, I'm going to lose money, I need to be careful. So not living in fear of losing money is very important. Third one is prevailing procrastination, and this is a big one. You know, a lot of investors or wannabe investors, they say, well, it's not the right time now, it's tax season, or after the summer, or when the kids go back to school, and so forth. And this is just excuses that you put in your mind that push your goals just out further. So prepare procrastination, okay? Just do it. You know, the famous slogan from Nike that I love to use is just do it. Okay, go out there and do it. The fourth one is response to fear makes a difference. And that's the thing. If you have the knowledge, most of you have, you know, either you take courses with other people or with me, you do have the tools and the knowledge. Now you need to apply it. You need to put the right mindset to it and just go out there and apply them. But this is what the response to fear makes the difference. Don't worry about it. Things will be okay, okay? And if you do need a support group, if you do need somebody that helps you, kind of guide you along the way, that's what people like me are out there for, that have been there in the trenches. And, you know, scraped our knees and gone through things for the years, and now we're out there to help our investors. I mean, I know for personally, when I started in this business, real estate, I did not have support, okay? I did not have anybody believing that this was going to be a viable business, and so I had to build a pretty tough shell around me. And so I know what it takes, especially when you're out there on your own trying to get into business, that you don't get much support around you, that you say, well, I believe in it. I believe in myself. I'm going to make it work. So that's why it's so important that you don't let anything or anybody talk you out of it. And that's why response to fear makes the difference. Okay? But the important thing I want you to realize, you're not alone. You're not alone. There is support groups, there are forums, there are groups, real estate clubs, there are mentors like me that are out there that really success, really, truly, I care about your success. Okay? It's, I guess, success personally when you succeed, if that makes sense. I feel like a sense of gratification because I'm leaving a legacy and I'm making other people's dreams and goals come true. Now, five pitfalls to avoid, and this is big ones that I also hear a lot from investors that I work with. Number one, time management. That's a big one, okay? People tell me all the time, I don't use my time properly, especially if they have another job, or even if they don't have another job. They really don't know what to know with too much time, because for so many years, probably they were structured in a corporate job, and now they're out on their own. So time management is very, very important, okay? The second one is fear of failure, okay? This is, again, is a big one as well. There, like I said earlier, fear of losing money, fear of failure is such a big thing. Number three is fear to implement, okay? That, again, is a big one as well. The fear of going out there and make things happen. Now, perseverance. Perseverance means you have to stick with it and make things work, and that also is a big problem. And invest in education. This is something that you always have to do and take care of and move forward. So invest in education is also very important because, as I said, you go out there and make things happen. So these five pitfalls to avoid: time management, fear of failure, fear to implement, perseverance, and invest in education. It's a never-ending process of how you're going to learn and make things happen in real estate. Okay? So real estate is such a dynamic business. Things are changing all the time. Therefore, as I said, you know, these five things are very, very important. Okay, now recipe for success. This is what I recommend, as I said, my own take, my own, like, recipe, I call it, for success. Number one, step one, give yourself a deadline. Like with any goals for making it succeed, give yourself a deadline, okay? Know that by this time, you'll get this done, this accomplished. If you want to buy three buildings, if you want to put five contracts in place or whatever, give yourself a deadline for anything you do. Step two, focus and determination. You have to be focused. Every day do something towards achieving your goal. If it is reading, educating yourself, making some calls, you know, put something in place because it's just going to get you a step closer. One of the things I see a lot of students do, they pile up everything in a weekend, in a day. But the fact is you need to do something every day in order to make things happen. Step three, structure, manage your work time, okay? And 80% should be money-making activities and 20% non-money-making activities, okay? So that's why it's very important that you structure and manage your work time. Step four. And let me go back to step three, actually. 80% money-making activities mean you have to do things to make money every day, okay? Making money, and the way I differentiate money-making activities from non-money-making activities is money-making activities are things that will make me some type of profit in the next 60 days. So if I am out there looking at property, talking to buyers, writing contracts, those are money-making activities. Non-money-making activities, it things that are not going to give you any big change or money in the next 60 days. It could be building a website or filing or making contacts with lenders or title companies, interviewing real estate agents, that type of things. Those are non-money-making activities, and that should take only about 20% of your time. Unfortunately, people, I think, as a way to procrastinate or because they're afraid of getting out there and doing things, they tend to do 80% of non-money-making activities and only 20% of actually doing something that can bring them money. Now, step four, unplug from your limiting beliefs. So this is also a big one. I hear a lot of destructive self-talk from students saying, you know, it's not going to work, I'm too old, you know, I don't know enough or I know too much, I don't know where to start and so forth. So you really have to push those aside and go back to the fact of saying, just do it, just go out there and do it, okay? Now, the fifth one is recipe for success, step five, break goals into smaller, okay? So you have your end goals and then you break it in milestones and a small task. So let's say your end goal is by the end of the year to quit your job and be making $10,000 a month. So your milestone would be that, you know, by next month you need to have 3 properties under contract, okay? And the small task is that this week you're going to go out there and look for buyers, start building your buyers list, look for qualified buyers, and then look for properties. So this is how you break it down. You have your end goal, you break it down into milestones, and then you break it down into small tasks, okay? And this is very important. You take kind of this approach backward, okay? Now, and then step six, like I said, the most important thing is that you just have to go out there and do it. You have to get out there. You stop having all this negative self-talk. Stop saying to yourself, well, you know, it's not going to work, or, you know, I don't have the time, or I'm going to start tomorrow. We're very good in lots of things that we get out of what I call our comfort zone, that we go out there and start talking ourselves out of it. Instead of we need to just jump on it, just do it, things start happening in the right direction. As soon as we start doing something, then we can, you know, relax. But to go out there and just do it is so important. Okay, so these are kind of the steps that I have, and it's kind of simple in a way, and maybe to you sounds a little bit redundant, but nevertheless, I think they are fundamental in getting you the right mindset so you can go out there and make things happen. So I would suggest you review it again, and kind of I'm going to go back into a summary here to make sure that I get them impressed in your mind. Okay, so the recipe for success, step one, give yourself a deadline. Step two, focus and determination. Step three, structure manage your work time, 80% money-making activities, 20% not money-making activity. Step four, unplug from your limiting beliefs. Step five, break goals into smaller steps. Remember the end goals into milestones, into small tasks. And step six, just do it. Just go out there and do it. Okay? Great. Well, thanks a lot for listening in. This was a short one, but I just, you know, wanted to cover the fundamentals to get you thinking in the right directions and get you going. So re-listen to this. Hopefully they kind of touch a chord with you. Also, I do have a webinar on my on mindset for successful real estate investor. Very, very important. I have a guest speaker who is also a real estate investor herself, and she broke through a lot of obstacles and limiting beliefs, and she's very successful. in real estate. So she's going to share her journey, her experience, and how she restructured her mindset in making a successful in real estate. So to listen to the webinar, go to my website, lauralamery.com. That's LauraLamery.com. Look for on the top menu for events. Go to virtual events, and it will be listed there. And I hope to see you online. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One, one price, all unlimited for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank with four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming, videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overcharges again. Dash to a Sprint store, Sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 131.18. After pay, additional $30 per month per line. Price of auto pay. Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fees. With taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use. Rules apply. And data view prioritization during congestion restrictions apply.